Hare Krishna.
So we'll sing a very wonderful song by Narottam Das Thakur. This is our song we always sing for Puri Parikrama. I think they've handed it out to everybody. So this song, we'll sing it responsively, one line at a time. But in between each line is a chorus, and we all sing together double time. Goranga, the first two lines together. You'll catch on.
Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane Goranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane Goranga Karuna Koro Samopatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Dante Chena Dori Gora Daki Hitoma Daki he tomara Kripa kori esho amar Hridaya mandire
Everyone together loudly
Kauranga karuna koro Dina hina jane Mosamo patita prabhu Nahi tribhuvane Charidoya nakoribe Patita rekiya Patita de Kiya Patita Pavana Nama Kishera Lagiya Patita Pavana Nama
Everyone together
Gauranga Karuna Koro Samo patita prabhu Nahi tribhuvane Ore chibhava tufane Nahi kanishtara Ore chibhava tufane Nahi kanishtara Shicharana karani dane Dasi koro para Shicharana karani dane
Bolo
Gauranga karuna koro Dina hina jane Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasirani Dasa. Prajana Koro Sada Narutomo Dasa. Gauranga Karuna Koro Hina Hina Jane Nisamo Padita Prabhu Nahi Tribhulane.
Louder.
Gauranga Karuna Koro Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane, Nahi Tribhuvane, Nahi Tribhuvane, Nahi Tribhuvane, Nahi Tribhuvane, Gorahe Gora he, Gora he, Gora he. Jai Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Jai Nityananda Ram, Jai. Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram, Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Gora Haribo. Nitai Gaur Giriraj Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Srila Prabhupada Ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Shri Prem Purushottam Sachinandana Gaur Hari Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
So before we try to approach the subject matter, we want to offer some Mangalacharna prayers. These are the prayers that our respected Guru Maharshi used to recite every day. And I thought about making printouts of these to give to everyone, but I don't know how many devotees just want a Mangalacharna. And I kind of hate giving out printouts that everybody just ends up throwing away. So what we did, I brought about 30 copies of this little book that we made some years ago, Auspicious Invocations. And if you'd like to follow along, this Mangalacharna we'll be doing it the next few days. In room 12, Vishal Prabhu has 30 copies. So, first come, first serve. If anybody would like that, you can go there. Om Agyanadimanandasyaganandjanashalakaya Chakshun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gudave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha
Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Yadvaitam Brahmapanishadi Tadapya Siddhanubha Ya Atmantaryami Puru Usha Iti Sosyam Savibhavaha Shadaishvayai Purnaya Iha Bhagavansa Swayamayam Na Chaitanyat Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramiha Radha Krishna Panaya Vrikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmad Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Pura Deha Vedam Gato To Chaitanyakyam Prakatamudinata Dvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Jyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam Chirada Dattam Nija Gupta Vitam Supremanam Amrita Hatyudaraha Apamanam yo vitatara gora Krishno janibhyastamaham prapadye Gora sascharitam ritam nidhi Goram sadaivastuve Gorena patitam rahasya bhajanam Goraya sarvam dade Goradasti kripalu ratanaparo Gorasya vrito bhavam Gore Goravam Acharami Bhagavan Gora Prabhu Rakshamam Madhurye Madhubi Sugambi Bhajana Sanambujanam Vanam Karunyamrita Nijahai Pachita Satprema Himachala Bhaktam Bodhadharani Vijayani Niskamba Sambhavali Daivo Nakula Daivatam Vijayatam Chaitanya Krishna Hari Ajanu Lambuto Bujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishambaro Dvijavaro Yuga Dharma Palo Vande Jagapriyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatirna Kalo Samarpaitam Manujalarasam Swabhakti Sriham Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deva Rati Mati Bhave Bhava Prema Kopataru Dataha Braja Raja Nandana Radhika Jivana Dana Aparupa He Sabakata Gora Hari Av Nabadvipe Avatari Radha Bhavi Angikari Tanra Kanti Angira Bhushana Tina Vancha Abhilasi Sachigave Parakashi Sangelana Parishadagana Gora Hari Avatari Premira Vadarakari Sadila Manira Tina Kaja Radhikara Pranapati Kiba Bhave Kande Niti Iha Bhuje Bhakata Samaja Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachi Ajachi Adileka Kola Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachi Ajachi Adileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Bhaj Goranga Ka Goranga La Gorangera Namare Bhaj Goranga Ka Goranga La Gorangera Namare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Pranare Chejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amar Pranare Vishaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Abhidana Paramapumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Hemabhi Dibya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Risha Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. Yanaptam karma nishtarna chasamadhi gatam yat tapo dhyana yogaya vairagyas chyaga tatta stuti birapina yat tarkitam chapi kaischit Govinda prema bhajam apina cha kalitam yadrahasyam swayam tan nam naiva padura siddha vatariti pare yatra tam romi goram. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste, Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
We have a very, very big subject before us. There's over 300 verses in this Ramananda Samvad. So we're just going to touch on certain basic principles of it and try to see the string that goes through it and the purpose of it. There are 12 questions that Ramananda Roy asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or excuse me, that Mahaprabhu asks Ramananda Roy. We're not even going to touch on those. That's a whole other subject. But we're just going to give a little bit of an overview of this vast ocean. And a few places, as we said last night, we'll touch down a little something. So, we spoke last night about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met with Ramananda Roy at the Godavari. And there, Mahaprabhu requested a very amazing thing. He asked Ramananda Roy that you please speak to me. What is the best thing? This in and of itself is a very, very significant point which would take a long time to describe properly. There's an interesting comment that Thakur Bhaktivinoda makes in Harinam Chintamani in his notes in the first chapter. He says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had certain associates speak on particular subjects while he himself would listen. And by doing that, he had them establish certain tattvas, certain principles. He had Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speak about moksha tattva, what is actual real liberation. He had Rupa Goswami speak about the science of rasa. He had Haridas Thakur and Harinam Chintamani speak to him about the glories of the holy name. And he had Ramananda Roy speak about Yugalamilan Madhuri, or the sweetness of Radha and Krishna's conjugal love. So, when Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to speak, the first thing that Ramananda Roy told him, he quoted a verse, which in itself is significant, because from that we can learn that if we're going to speak on some subject matter, we should quote some pramana. And Mahaprabhu, he told Ramananda Roy that you speak this thing. And as Burijan Prabhu so nicely said last night, that just like if you have two different stringed instruments tuned in the same key, and you pluck one string, then the other instrument, which may be a few yards away, that same key will also resonate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart resonated through the mouth of Srila Ramananda Roy. And this is a very important principle for our sampradaya. In the Bhagavatam it's described, Bahu Murtyeka Murtikam, that Krishna, he's Advaya Tattva. The first canto of the Bhagavatam describes as Advaya Jnanam. He's one. He's not dual. But Bahu Murtyeka Murtikam, that one becomes Bahu, becomes many. Like in the Rasleela, or as in Dwarka, when Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms with all the different queens. So although Bahu Murtyeka Murtikam, he's expanded himself in so many forms, they're all still one. He's still Advaya Tattva. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this verse, And he says that Chinmayinam Nanatve Pyakyam Abhipraitam. He says that in the same way, Krishna is one, but he becomes many. So there's a mystery. There's a mystery. Sometimes you may wonder why it is that we have a ceremony in our Vaishnav line for Harinam initiation. It has no meaning. Before initiation, the prospective candidate, the prospective disciple, he's chanting 16 rounds. And we've never seen an initiation yet where the guru speaks a mantra, the Maha Mantra, in the ear of the disciple, which is the traditional Vedic system. So what is the meaning then? Chinmayinam nanatvi pyaikyam abhipraitam. Vishwanath says that there's something different there. Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes that namashrestha manamapi satchiputam matra swarupam. When he describes the gifts that have been given to him by his Gurudev, the first thing he says is namashrestham. Why does he say shrestham? Nam is nam. What do you mean the topmost name? Nam is one. It's Advaita Tattva. But no, namashrestham. My Gurudev gave me the topmost name because it's imbued with his particular mood. And Vishwanath says, Chinmayinam nanatvipyaikam abhipraitam. Krishna is one, but he becomes many in the Ras Lila. That same Advaita Tattva, Brajendanandan Sri Krishna, who's one, we hear that one name. And that name is Abhinatva Nama Namino, non-different from Nami, from Krishna. That one name that we hear from our Gurudev, it becomes many when we repeat. So in other words, our kirtan is another name for shravan, to use an expression my Guru Maharaj used many times. Our kirtan is another name for shravan. We're doing kirtan, we're repeating something, we're speaking something, but really what we're doing is just repeating what we've heard from our Gurudev. Our kirtan in that sense is just an echo of his kirtan. He has adhikar for Krishna Nam. He has adhikar for speaking. And Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, he says that there are two speakers of the Bhagavatam, the Nirag Vakta and the Sarag Vakta. A speaker, the Nirag Vakta, is a speaker who has no material desires. And what he speaks is Sabda Brahma, Pratyaksa Savagamam. It's realized. Whereas the Sarag Vakta, he's a speaker with material desires. And Jiva Goswami says, we want to hear from the Nirag Vakta, the speaker who doesn't have material desires, who's a realized speaker. His words have the ability to penetrate our heart. They're not speculation. He's not a theoretical speaker. Many times in speaking about Gauratattva, our spiritual master, he would quote verses from the Gita. Krishna says, Mammana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru sarva dharmam parityaga mame kam sharanam braja. He said, Krishna gave these instructions, confidential, more confidential, most confidential. But he saw that it's not good enough. I'm just a theoretical speaker. It's not going to work. Unless people see an example, it won't have any effect. So Krishna saw, I have to set an example. So he came as Bhakta Rup, the son of Mother Sachi, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to teach us, to show us. Gauram Pratitam Rahasya Bhajanam. As Raghunandan Goswami writes in his Gauranga Virudavali, Gauranga Pratitam Rahasya Bhajanam. He came to teach us Rahasya Bhajan. Very, very confidential bhajan. But to do that, he had to set an example. So we want to hear from that Nirag Vakta, that realized speaker. Jiva Goswami says the words of the Sarag Vakta, they don't penetrate the heart. So then at this point, a very relevant question may come forward. Some of you may honestly ask, because you're Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas are simple, and they speak in a very straightforward way. You may say, well then, Madhavananda, how dare you speak? If we don't want to hear from the Saragvakta, and if we preach like this, I wonder how many devotees will want to give Bhagavatam class anymore. Everyone's going to feel, I'm not qualified, I can't do this thing. But there's some hope, because Chinmayinam Nanati Prakyam Abhipraitam. This is not Arkata. We're just repeating. And Srila Prabhupada said that many times. He said, your qualification is you just repeat. But we should understand there's a vast difference between our speaking and the speaking of the Niragvakta, such as Srila Prabhupada. But don't doubt that there's some special thing which happens in the association of devotees speaking Harikata. Satam prasangam mama virja samvido bhavanti hritkarna rishayana kata tajjoshnada sapavarga vartmani shadharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. Shadha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. There's an anukrama, there's a krama, a sequence of events that happens. Satam prasangam mama virja samvido, in association with devotees hearing Harikatha. But it should be satam prasangam. Satam prasangam has two meanings. One meaning is we want to hear from satsanga, pure devotees. Another meaning is, though, that the sangha, the association, should be pure. How is that association pure? Even if we're associating with pure devotees, if we only want to talk with them about the weather and your health, that's not sadhu sangha. It's not satam prasangam. Only when we're hearing pure topics, topics about Krishna, that's satam prasangam. And even we may be a niragvakta, an imperfect speaker with material desires, but if we simply repeat, then the Lord uses us as an instrument. As we see, Ramananda Roy, externally, he was a sudra. Externally, he was like a king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to have anything to do with Maharaj Prataparudra. Oh, he's a king. He's always surrounded by women and opulence. He's a Vishai. Ramananda Roy, when he's going to take bath, there's people playing musical instruments and a whole procession just for him to take bath. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so eager to see him, and not just see him, but hear from him. This is another very interesting principle. Satam prasangam mama virja samvido. It's rasayana katha. It's very purifying for the heart. But another thing happens. If we're repeating Krishna katha, it's so attractive. Tava katam ritam tapta jivanam. It's our life and soul. So many devotees come from all over the world to hear Sachinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu here at Giriraj. Such an attractive thing. But someone else comes also. The Skanda Purana describes Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram Yatra Bhagavatar Yada Kirtyate Shruyate Chapi Shri Krishna Stetra Nishchitam. Wherever and whenever devotees of Bhagavan recite and listen to the Bhagavatam, you should know for certain that coming there in a hidden form, sitting somewhere in the back where nobody sees him, is a little cowherd boy, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna personally comes very eagerly. Srimad Bhagavatam yatra shlokam shlokardam eva cha tatrapi bhagavan krishna bhalavir vijajite. Wherever a single verse or even half a verse, shlokam shlokardam eva cha, is spoken, and tatrapi bhagavan krishna bhalavir vijajite, Krishna comes But he doesn't come alone. Krishna comes with the gopis to hear that thing. So this is our life. And we don't feel shy or embarrassed to speak on Bhagavatam, even if we're a Sarad Vakta. Ramananda Roy is sitting in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and speaking. I'm sitting here in front of Mother Lakshmi Moni and Sachinandan Maharaj and so many senior Vaishnavas. But we have some right to do this. We have some obligation to do this. Because the Vaishnavas have ordered that, and our Gurujanas have ordered that. And we don't feel bad because we have faith that if we just repeat what we've heard, such a most valuable, wonderful thing we've heard from Srila Prabhupada and from our Gurujanas, if we just repeat that, it's such an attractive, wonderful thing that Krishna himself will come. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went very, very eagerly to the Godavari, like a madman, wanting to hear from Vishakasaki, would come as Roy Ramananda. So we want to speak some different things on this subject matter. It's a very, very vast subject. We won't be able to cover all the topics. I beg apology from all of you. But we want to, as we said, make a string to these subject matters and explore the different topics presented up to the point where Ramananda Roy speaks about a very, very esoteric and high topic, which is called Prema Vivarta. And then we want to speak something a little beyond that. The question is there, Mar Gurmar spoke about, why did Ramananda Roy faint? We'll come to that, I hope, in a few days. So today we have a little more weed pulling to do. Because if you want to establish a garden, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very famous as a gardener. So if you want to establish a garden, the first thing you have to do is you have to pull the weeds. This is the internal purport behind the pastime of Lord Balaram first appearing in the womb of Devaki. Because those six sons of Devaki, they represent six different obstacles to our bhajan. Lust, greed, anger, bewilderment. These are different obstacles, different anarthas in the heart. And before Krishna appears in the heart, in the womb of Devaki, Balaram appeared there to purify and drive these things away. So in the same way, if we want to get this prema dhana vina vyartha dharaja jivan, and make our poor lives perfect, then we first of all have to pull some weeds out. And that's the function of guru. And Ramananda Roy, he's doing like that. He's expressing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many different things. So Mahaprabhu, he's asked Ramananda Roy, Prabhu kahe pada shloka sadhyara nirnoya. He said, you please quote some verse and tell us what is the best thing. Roy kahe. So dharma charni Vishnu bhakti hoy. And Ramananda Roy says, the best thing is to follow the principles of anashram dharma. Because Vishnu bhakti hoy, you'll get bhakti to Vishnu in that way. And he quotes a verse from the Vishnu Purana. Vanashram achara vatar purushena parapuman Vishnu radyate panta nanyata toshakarnam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of duties in the system of varna and ashram. There's no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One must be situated in the institution of four varnas and ashrams. Mahaprabhu, when he heard this thing, he replied to Roy Ram, Eho Bhaya, Agi Kaha Ar. He said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. He rejected it. Please tell us something more. Now, a number of questions arise at this point. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reject this? So many times we've heard the disciples of Srila Prabhupada remind us that Prabhupada said that to establish Vanashram Dharma was 50% of his mission. Such an important thing. But here we're reading at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the very beginning of this discussion, Ehobhaya Agikahar. He rejects that. How can he reject that? It's said here in the verse, Vishnu Aradyate Panta. This is the path, this is the way to worship Lord Vishnu. Nanyat Tato Shakarnat. There's no other way to worship him. So how is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejecting this? This is a very important part of our Gaudiya Siddhanta. We should understand this in tattva. Our revered spiritual master, many times he said there are two considerations. There's tattva vichar and apara vichar. Apara vichar means an apparent consideration. Unfortunately, there's been some Vaishnavas even, they found fault with Srila Prabhupada. Why Prabhupada? Why is your Swami Maharaj, why is he emphasizing Vanashram? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. But they're seeing by the apparent consideration. By tattva vichar, there's no contradiction. But we need to understand it deeply. Atabhumbid vijasreshta vanashyama vibhagasaha. So anustitasya dharmasya sam siddhir haritoshanam. The purpose of vanashram is to please the Lord. So then why did Rai Ramananda, when speaking this, why was it rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Prabhupada, before he came to America, he wrote a book which was lost for many, many years. And that book, a manuscript, was later found by one of Srila Prabhupada's sannyasi disciples in the Radha Damodar temple in an old trunk in Prabhupada's quarters. And they printed that book. They called it In Search of the Ultimate Goal of Life. And Srila Prabhupada gives some description in there. He speaks about this very elaborately. And we're just going to touch on this thing very shortly. He says that the conception that was being spoken of by Ramananda Roy here, although it says that it's a process, nanyat tat toshakarnam, to work to please Toshana, the Lord, what is the conception of the Lord? The conception of the Lord there, Srila Prabhupada says, is a virat rup. There's some connection with this for those of you who are studying the Bhagavatam. In the second canto of the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami gives an elaborate description about the virat rup and the system of vanashram in connection with it. So this vanashram dharma is worshipping the Lord's virat rup. But Prabhupada says that Lord Chaitanya rejected Ramananda's proposal because in the age of Kali, the vanashram dharma is so degraded that any attempt to restore it to its original position will be hopeless. He also rejected Vanashram Dharma because it has no value in relation to pure devotional service. A few pages later he says, the second more important consideration is that even if the Vanashram system is observed strictly, it still cannot help one to rise to the highest plane of transcendental service to Godhead. The Virat Purush is a material conception of the personality of Godhead and is just the beginning of spiritual realization. This is a very, very big subject. It would take a long time just to speak and explain properly any one of these points. Our acharyas have commented about the Virat Purush that it's imaginary. It doesn't actually exist. People have some conception, oh, I should perform varna and ashram. But if that's their only conception, we consider that to be asura vanashram. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he coined the phrase of daivi vanashram. We want to perform vanashram for the pleasure of the Lord. And because some of us see Baladi Vidyabhushan in his commentary in Vedanta Sutra says there's three types of sadhaks: swanishita, parinishita, and nirapeksha. The swanishita sadhak, he's swanishita, he has faith. I must do vanashram. If I don't do this thing, I'll go to hell. The parinishita sadhak, he understands, I don't have to do this thing. Krishna says, sarva dharmam prityaga. And this will be something Ramananda Roy will tell Mahaprabhu next. Give up all this dharma. So, that of the parinishita sadhak, he understands that it's not necessary. All that's necessary is bhakti. But, for my benefit, I'll follow this thing. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he says in Chaitanya Sikshamrita that as long as a devotee has material desires, he must follow all the rules and regulations of vanashram. I don't know if we can even do that. A very, very difficult thing. But we must. He says, otherwise it won't be pleasing to the Vaishnavas if we try to simply jump. If we have material desires, then we have some, we don't have bhakti adhikar. And Krishna tells us to Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. It's a very big discussion. He says, you have karma adhikar. You have to follow karma. You have to follow vanashram dharma. Because you don't have enough faith in the holy name. But while you're doing that, you listen. Hear Harikatha. And as you do that, that Shraddha, that faith, will awaken. And we'll speak more about that over the next few days. Prabhupada goes on, speaking about Vanashram, although the aim of Vanashram Dharma is to satisfy the all-pervading Godhead Vishnu, it does not explicitly mention devotional service rendered directly to the personality of Godhead. Without being specifically engaged in devotional service, even the proper performance of Vanashram Dharma may lead one to accept either the impersonal or personal feature of Godhead. Impersonal realization of the absolute truth will mar the progress of devotional service. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya did not wish to risk the human life in that way, and thus he rejected Vanashram Dharma as external. So we'll stop here. We just have a little time every day. And we'll just touch on a few of these topics every day. Thank you very much. Vanchakopadarubhyascha kripasindubhyayavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Shri Prem Purushottam Satchinandana Gaurahari ki Srila Prabhupada ki Goprema Nandi Hari Hari Bo.